Welcome back to the podcast on this Thursday as we continue and actually finish out Numbers chapter 15 today. Now, I've titled today's episode and lesson as The Tendency to Drift, Numbers chapter 15, verses 37 through 41. Again, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel. Tell them to make tassels on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, to put a blue thread in the tassels of the corners. And you shall have a tassel that you may look upon it and remember the commandments of the Lord and do them, and that you may not follow the harlotry to which your own heart and your own eyes are inclined, and that you may remember and do all my commands and be holy for your God. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God." We observe several things in this passage. We observe that the Lord is the one who speaks yet again. It's not Moses. Moses is just relaying the message, but the message is coming from the Lord. We then see that tassels of blue were to be on the Israelites' clothing to remind them of the commandments of the Lord, to provoke them to remembrance, that the people would not drift into spiritual, and often we see literal, harlotry. This is a temptation of God's people throughout the Old Testament. But what of this color of blue? A few of the things I read mentioned that it most likely was the color blue because that's the color of the sky. It was to be a reminder of, if you will, the Lord above them, that they're to live as His children. We also see in this passage an observation that our eyes and our hearts are not to be entrusted. They are not inclined toward the right things. Our vision and their vision is minuscule, and our heart is naturally wayward. We're warned of this. And then in the ending of this passage, the Lord reminds the people that He is the one who had freed them from bondage, and He was to be their God. And He's speaking directly to the people. Let me read that part again. It says, "I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God. The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, is the Lord." And that's the authority and the basis upon which the Lord instructed them that, hey, I am your God. And this is why you need to follow these things. It's for my glory, but it's for your good. We see several applications, I believe, in this passage for us to apply to our lives directly today. We're reminded yet again of a lesson we've seen many times, which is when the Lord speaks, we are to listen. When He speaks, we should be listening. We also see that we need to be reminded. We are prone to forgetfulness, or as I believe it's one preacher says, we are prone to spiritual amnesia. Isn't that so true? Unless we are constantly being reminded, we're so like little children who just forget what you told them 5 seconds ago. We also are reminded that our hearts and our eyes are not to be trusted. Scripture says as much. We are to walk by faith, not by sight. We are to follow the Lord and not our deceitful hearts, which are selfish and prideful. And building on the previous discussion of the willful and unintentional sins that we as human beings commit, that God's people committed in the Old Testament, that we still commit even now, we are reminded that our Lord is holy. This passage also talks about how the Lord is holy. And it's on the basis of His holiness that we are to be holy for Him. We are to be separate, set apart. Our Lord is perfectly holy. He is separate from sin. He is perfect. He is pure. We have been bought from the world, from bondage to sin and to Satan. Just like the Israelites were freed from a literal slavery in Egypt, we have spiritually been freed. Egypt is a type of the world. And we're reminded of this. We have been bought from the world. We've been bought from bondage to sin and Satan by the power of the gospel. We have been ushered through the waters of death unto new life in Christ Jesus that was symbolized by our baptism. We have been given new life and have an eternal promised land, and we look forward to it. We, though tempted and tried on this earth, are called to live for our Lord. God's people, are tempted and tried to compromise, tempted to look like the world rather than to be separate and a witness to it. As we move into our time of prayer today, I encourage you to spend some time in prayer on your own, but I want to prayerfully close in singing a hymn, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. You've often heard me share some verses from this hymn. I'm reminded of it once again today in light of our passage. Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the face of God. He to save my soul from danger interposed his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let that grace, Lord, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Teach me, Lord, some rapturous measure, meet me thy grace to prove, while I sing the countless treasure of my God's unchanging love. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Take my heart, oh, take and seal it with thy Spirit from above. Rescued thus from sin and danger, purchased by the stranger's blood, may I walk on earth a stranger as a son and heir of God. This podcast has been brought to you by FMM, focusing on the Mark Ministries. Keep living a Matthew 6:33 life until He comes. And check out more resources on Gen 1 to Rev22.com.